And now to finish, it's time for question of the week. And Adam Murphy has been stuck on this question from Tom.
Why is blue tack sticky?
Blue tack is everywhere. Probably in every home and every office, holding up our posters and our notices. But figuring out what's in this adhesive puts us in something of a sticky situation. To learn more, I spoke to Jennifer Gochran, a researcher in Dublin City University.
We don't know exactly what blue tack is made of because it's a trade secret, but we do know that it contains something called hydrocarbon polymers. Hydrocarbon polymers are included in most glues and are what turns blue tack into an adhesive. Polymers, which are molecules that form these long chains, do tend to be quite sticky because, from a chemical point of view, they have a lot of hydrogen on their surface, which likes to form very strong physical bonds with anything that they touch.
So that's part of it. But is that the whole sticky story?
It's actually the squishy nature of the blue tack that's the real trick, though. Blue tack is a putty-like substance that's movable and able to deform. Blue tack seeps into any little indents on the surface that it's sticking to, and this makes it even stickier.
That might be why there's still blue tack on the walls from posters that covered my childhood bedroom.
So when you press hard enough, it forms a very smooth, flat surface against your surface and pushes all the air out. This creates a vacuum, which is a very difficult thing to break. It's like when you stack two wet glasses together. The water pushes all of the air out, and it's very difficult to pull them apart again. You have to twist them apart or disrupt the water somehow.
Or just like a plunger.
This also explains why blue tack doesn't feel sticky at first in your hand, but does get stickier the more you handle it. It's because it's starting to fill all those nooks and crannies, getting you into a sticky situation.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm sure everyone was glued to their speakers. Next week, we'll be tackling this muddy question from Daniel.
If I stand in the shallow end of a swimming pool, I don't feel the pressure of the water around my legs. But if I put my wellies on and stand in a deep puddle, I do feel the pressure of the water on my lower legs. Why is this?
We'll have an answer to that question that won't dampen your spirits next week. If you have an answer or a new question you'd like us to look into, go ahead and email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can also find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientist, or join in the debate on our forum. That's at thenakedscientist.com/forum.